Well, Nancy, considering the time of year, today why don't we talk about...
Candy. I called my sugar a candy.
Everybody loves candy, or at least that's what it seems like to me. In general, I'm not a big sweets person. But, you know, a lot of times when you're working in an office, did you ever notice there's candy everywhere, especially after Halloween?
Big piles of multicolored sugar bombs.
What's your favorite kind of candy? Do you like candy?
Something involving chocolate and crunchy things.
Like a Nestle's Crunch, you mean?
Like a Nestle's Crunch. We're not talking about the high-end stuff. I love those Frans with the sea salt on top.
Oh, I live for those. The Fran, you mean the chocolate-covered caramels with the gray salt on the top?
Oh.
It makes me nuts.
Oh, that stuff
those
is
are,
good.
Those are expensive but worth it. When I was a little kid, for a time, we lived on top of a Five and Dime, if you most people remember what a Five. I know you know what a Five and Dime is.
Yeah, sure.
And they had a wonderful candy selection. And I remember once when I was probably about 7 years old, literally breaking into my piggy bank and dragging my sisters and my brother and my friends down to the store. We just gorged on candy. In particular, I remember some horrible grape-flavored bubble gum, actually, that was part of that.
This isn't candy exactly, but as long as we're strolling down memory lane, you're probably not even old enough to remember these things, but I used to love them. They were called Nickel Nips, and they were these little wax bottles that had just a few drops of colored sugar water.
You are so wrong, Stein. I totally remember those because they had them at the Five and Dime, and they also had those rubber, those wax lips. But boy, I do remember those. You would just nip off. I didn't know what they were called. You'd nip off the top and then just drink that disgusting stuff.
Yeah, the industrial waste.
Yeah, there's a great little candy shop in my hometown of Edmonds called Nama's. And it's an old-fashioned candy shop. And not only do they have really good high-end chocolates and truffles and things like that, but they also have real old-fashioned candy, including some penny candy type things that aren't exactly a penny anymore, but they're not a whole lot more than that. I remember as a kid that my mom would give me $3 to go to the movies, right? So $3 for four kids. And it was 50 cents to get in, and we'd each get a quarter for candy, and we used to be able to buy quite a bit of it. How'd you like to try that these days?
Yeah, you'd get one piece of candy corn.
You know, when I was a little kid, I loved those sugar babies and the sugar daddies, which were a lollipop.
Right. Yeah.
And they were cheap caramel that kind of got stuck in your teeth, and it's a wonder I still have any teeth left in my mouth after eating those. But now I'm really addicted to these soft caramels. They're called Page Elizabeth. They're a locally made product. And they're, you know, maybe a buck a piece, and she has some that are infused with lavender.
Ooh.
And sometimes I see them at the supermarket or I'll see them at a specialty store, and I'm a complete sucker for those. I can't possibly leave without getting one, which is saying something for someone who doesn't like candy.
It sure is. And you know what, Nancy? One of these days, we ought to do a food for thought about food that's actually good for you. Not anytime soon, but one of these days.
Oh, Stein, you're so sweet.
Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, appears at seattletimes.com/allyoucaneat. I'm Dick Stein.